السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah has blessed us with almost the completion of this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our supplication, du'as. May Allah grant each and every one of us in our individual life, in our family life, as a community, as a ummah, peace, tranquility, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with goodness of this world and hereafter, inshallah. My dear respected brothers, as a human being, the nature of human being is that even good, when we have for a longer period, we get tired of it. Musa alayhi salam, Allah, when Allah speaks about Bani Israel, there are so many lessons Bani Israel teaches the humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those things. Allah revealed and Allah blessed them with the food from heaven. Jannah, that's the best. All other food that we consume here is from the earth. But this mann and salwa is the best food, the best of nutrition, whatever you need, there is no second option about it. But they were having that food continuously. It came to a point, they said, we don't want this. They actually changed that for such a good food and changed into dal, onion, garlics. So it teaches us a lesson. As human being, anything in this world, we have it for a longer period, we get tired of it. It's not only Bani Israel, even we, the human being. It's good, but we cannot. So Allah's blessing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps changing our conditions. We have moment of happiness, and if the moment of happiness get continue, we get tired of happiness in this world. But then Allah gives us something else so that we want again the happiness. It goes ups and downs, ups and downs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, the day and night, good hasanat, sayyi'at, good and bad. And all this Allah has given so that we can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grateful. So we realize the ni'mah of one when we miss the other one. Just imagine, month of Ramadan, actually we don't want that to end because it's such a beautiful month. But if it continues to 40 days, 45th days, 60 days goes on, now that enthusiasm goes down. We feel, what's happening, man? Can we keep up doing this? Can we do 60 days continuously Taraweeh? We have to ask that question, 60 days continuously. Now, we may think, oh yeah, man, we have another 5 more days is better, another 10 more days is better. Can be more. But Allah is merciful, He knows that Allah made it so easy upon us. And Allah's mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever the previous nations that they went through difficulty or whatever areas they failed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had so much mercy on us and on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah made it easy upon us. 50 times salah was brought down to 5 times. Fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. Previous nations also used to fast. It says it was should be so difficult upon them. Some say even they fast continuously 3 months. So whether can we hold it on? No. Allah made it very easy upon us. Even najis, anything najis, knock, Allah made it clear. So gave us a method, you can clean it. The previous nation, if any impurity knocks, we have to take that part and throw it away. So Allah made very easy upon us. So we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tukmilul iddah walitukabbirullah. And we are coming to ending the completion of the days, completion of the specified days, and we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What gives us, when month of Ramadan ends, alhamdulillah, we have the same excitement, we have same happiness in Shawwal, and then we yearn for another Ramadan now. This has to go for it. We need to have that. Yearning for another Ramadan, waiting for another Ramadan, and keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, blessed us with another Ramadan. Thinking, you know, start missing those, you know, good things. Anything good, one of my teachers used to say, when you bring food, normally what we do, good food we try to eat more. That's natural thing. We like it, right? One of my teachers, when he likes the food, he eats very little. And he stops it. He will say, he will describe it, he will enjoy it, he will say, oh, it's so nice. Then we say, can you have more? He said, no, because it's nice, I'm not going to have more. He said, two reasons. One is, I'm training my nafs. Hold on. It's nice, you enjoyed it, it's enough. Don't go beyond it. Don't go beyond it. And he said, the benefit of it that you will always have the, you know, memory of that enjoyment, that taste, that sweetness will remain. And whenever you get an opportunity to have the same food with the same taste, you keep appreciating it. You keep appreciating it. But once you feed the nafs, what happened to your nafs? Your nafs is never satisfied. Never satisfied. You eat, come to a level, maybe you get tired of it. And you're not going to appreciate that food. And then we become, nafsi become so bad, we will forget to appreciate any other food because we keep maintaining such a high standard of rich food. Anything below that, you'll be very unhappy. You're not satisfied about it. And you're looking for something different, something different, something different. It never ends. It never ends. You go to a level and become worse than animal. May Allah protect us. That is what has happened to humanity. When it comes to enjoyment and happiness, where they have gone? It becomes so shahwat. It becomes so... Zina has became so wide and spread. Zina became so wide and spread. They went on. Now no more. When they're looking at the opposite gender, they don't appreciate that. They don't want it. Now they want something else. It is the nafsaniyat they have fed. Keep feeding, feed, feeding. And that nafs becomes shaitan and it increases the shaitaniyat. So shaitaniyat, it comes up so and become worse than animal. You actually, they say we have 3 level of state. One is insaniyat. That is the human perspective of it. The human perspective of it is you more towards the animal. If you remain human perspective, you're not going to be worse than animal. You're going to just have that character. Animals are not bad. They're not bad. They are very, sometimes certain, the habits, the lifestyle animals has is better than certain human beings. It's just fulfilling. Animals, that means why it's called animal? It's trying to only live and fulfill its physical need. That's it. And it will not go beyond its physical need. Once its physical need is met, it's satisfied. It will go and take a rest and be happy with it. But then we have that, and then we have another two category. One is the malakaniyat, the angelic feelings and emotions, and then the shaitaniyat. When the human being keep feeding this shaitaniyat, that is when you feed nafs, doing, it comes to a level of shaitaniyat, and that means shaitaniyat means it's worse than the animal. Worse than animal. No considered about at all. Month of Ramadan, that what we learn. Is that whatever, even good, you make sure that come to a level and say stop. Some of ulamas have said, visiting Makkah very frequently, this is makruh. The reason what happens is, you keep going so much, and that the respect for it, the dignity for it, the excitement for you to go, reduces. This is not good. You must always keep the room that you have that cravingness to go. You keep that limit of it. You keep, so anything is good, but you need to keep with the limit. You're praying, it's limit. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's what sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught that. This is what, you do it everything, night time you're praying, not whole night. You sleep little, take rest, spend some time with your family, and then you pray a little bit. So it has that balance. You're not over exaggerating in anything. So as long as we try to maintain that, and it is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sad, month is coming to an end, but there is khair in that. If it continues, we will disrespect this month. We will go to a level, we will start saying, oh, when is he going to come to end? When is the month is coming to end? We will not going to this thing. When it come to end, we realize that, we start missing that. We come for Isha, and we see everybody is going, oh man, it was so nice for past 29 days, 29 nights. We came for Isha, we could listen to the Quran, Salah, we missed that. That gives us the craving to come for Fajr. When coming for Fajr, we see a smaller crowd and they're very unhappy about it. We used to have a big crowd. We need to work on these things. And especially, my dear respected brother, appreciate the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and be grateful. Allah will give us multiple. Anything that we do with moderation. Moderation. Maintain the moderation, maintain consistency. Moderation and consistency is key for acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't go skyrocket up and then you drop down. No. You have moderation and you keep going like this. When you keep going like this, what happened without you realizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your soul's purification, your standard get increased without realizing. It never come down. But if you go up like this, it will auto come down. It will come down. So, key, moderation in everything. Moderation in ibadah, moderation in food, moderation in our relationship with anyone. Sometimes what happens, when you have your friendship is so thick and tight, small thing can disrupt your entire friendship. Because so much of emotion involved. So much of love, so much of emotion. One thing, it can destroy it. But if you keep it moderate level, you can always balance it. You can always maintain it. Always maintain it. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything awsatuha, khayrul a'mali awsatuha. The best of action is what? Which is the moderate one. The middle path. Wasatiyya. It's very, very important. This is ummah of wasata. We are ummah wasata. We don't go any extreme. A moderate ummah. Moderate ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَىٰ. And we have made you all as a witness. So when you are moderate, you can be witness. You are in the middle. It's a witness for this people as well as this people. If you are in one end, what happened? You can't be in one end. You can't be in this side or this side. You need to see always here. So how do we continue moderation? That's very important. How do we continue moderation? Basic, I tell all lot of youngsters, sometimes youngsters come, they get so much excited. I said, for you guys, only when it comes to salah, stick to salah with jama'ah. Just stick that. Keep doing that. Don't worry about going high, doing that and this. You keep doing that, you will see the khair in your life. That consistency of coming 5 times salah with jama'ah, you're going to see a difference in your life. It's a gradual, it's a habit, but you keep doing it. Stick to the basic. Stick to the basic. From there you increase, right? After 5 times, I'm going to do my witr. I'm not going to miss that. It is wajib according to Hanafi madhab. And then I'm going to do my tahajjud. You add these two. And you keep doing it. You keep doing it. Every single thing, try to balance things. Try to make it that way. When you're doing it too much, you're saying, okay, I'm going to take a break now. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that. Sometime, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to change the routine. Change the routine. Because it should not become, you should not do so that your nafs and your body crave for it. It should not become just a program thing. You have to do it consciously for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consciously for sake of Allah. Once you make it a habit, then it's a problem. Then your niyyah, the objective what you bring it, is gonna be. Alhamdulillah, we are coming to the last, few hours, most probably because many part of the world, in London, they have sighted the moon, they have declared. And of course, those who started one day before, they declared it because they are completing their 30th day. Even in Sri Lanka, it was very rare opportunity to sight because there was only 39 minutes the moon after sunset. Within 39 minutes, moon is going to set. But we had multiple evidence witnessed from all over the island, 4 or 5 places. So, alhamdulillah, in Sri Lanka also they have declared it, in Maldives, in Malaysia. So most probably, by the time, like Maulana said, like 90 minutes it's going to be, that is 1.5 hours. So someone, even in Canada, there is a possibility for us to sight the moon. So just the last few minutes we are getting it. So when the end part, this is very, very important. We have excitement about, starting from Eid. But remember, try to spend some quality time in this last few hours in dua, last few minutes. Just make dua. Keep asking Allah, give me consistency. Allah, give me all the khair. Whatever dua we have made, make this a last run. The last lap, you do it properly. You try to finish it. So one thing, you do that. Number two, after sunset, after Maghrib, try to glorify Allah more individually. In Shafi Mazhab, you're supposed to do with Jama'ah. After prayer, after Maghrib, if it's declared after Maghrib, after Isha, after Fajr, till the Imam enters the Musalla, everyone's supposed to say loud takbir. Eid al-Adha, generally the loud takbir is been done for 3 days after Eid al-Adha. So this, we have to, Ahnaf, this they encourage to do individually. So especially La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahu akbar la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And then you salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then this fourth kalima La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa ala kulli shay'in. Increase that. That is, the Quranic verse says, وَلِتُكْمِلْ عِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. They make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly at home, tell the children, tell everyone to keep doing it. And then we all know, you have to make sure Zakatul Fitr has been paid. Make sure that you call every family member, if you can, call all of them. Nowadays it's become so easy, everyone say, they broadcast, say just WhatsApp. You can do that for people who you don't really meet them. But family members, WhatsApp, Eid wishes won't help. You need to minimum at least make a call and talk to them, wish them, make dua for them, ask whether everything is fine, and everything is okay, do they need any help. This is very, very important. When even at home, sometimes we look at everyone, we talk to everyone, we don't sit with our spouse, just night before Eid, sit with them half an hour or take 15 minutes, sit one to one, thank them because we have come through this one whole month with supporting each other, not easy. They would have done so much of sacrifice, preparing food, doing that, doing this and all that. For us to come to Taraweeh, do our A'mal, there's so much of assistance happened. We don't appreciate that. We need to sit and appreciate for that. Say, thank you, Jazakallah khair, for you helping me, for your preparation for suhoor, for your iftar. We say, no, it's her duty. No, we need to thank. Thank the children that, you know, we help each other. So it gives them courage. And whatever good they have done, you're going to get the blessing. Whatever good you all have done, they're going to get the blessing. So make sure you sit, talk to them with eye contact, one-to-one. Do that very clearly. If you can do it tonight, once the Eid is declared, it's great. Or even tomorrow morning. Because what happened? We become so busy with going around here and there. But the immediate family, greeting them, you know, expressing love to them, is a bit missed out. So we need to appreciate them very much. Appreciate your parents if they are alive. You know, and family members, your siblings, call all of them. If they are not here, wherever they are, make sure you call them, you talk to them. You have this one-to-one, word-to-word expression of love is being expressed to them, not just a WhatsApp message. And sometimes you have family group, you just put a one Eid message and you just wait. Say, I send everyone. No, not that. Right? Those days, we used to make so much of effort and time and go travel and visit. No mobile phone, no communication, but we make sure we went on person. At least once a year, we make sure our family members are met like that. But now this technology has come and actually it's supposed to keep us, you know, connected, but it has kept us really actually disconnected. Technology, I have not kept at the, you know, effect of it. The negative effect of it is it has kept us disconnected. And it has kept us connected with unnecessary things. So many unnecessary things. If you go for a month and see how much data you use for unnecessary things, which have not benefit you all, just time pass. Your majority of the data that we use is on unnecessary things. Majority. I would guarantee and say more than 80%. More than 80%. Unless you're a student and you have some project been done, you have uploaded it, downloaded certain things, then little bit here and there. Other than that, majority of time, majority of the people, we spend money on data and we actually do that. And it's not just, we are paying for it. There is israf in that as well. So actually, it has kept us connected with people not relevant to us. Matters doesn't really matters to us. It doesn't really matters to us. It doesn't really concern us. First comes surrounding your neighborhood. You go from there onwards. Now we are very worried about someone very far. And we are not worried about someone next to our house. So make sure. Another very important point, your neighbors. Neighbors comes equal, you know, as a family, they are very close. So try to make sure that you have a physical meeting with your neighbors, whether they are Muslim or whether they are non-Muslim, whoever it is, try and make dua for them, wish them good. If you can exchange, you know, some small gift with them, small things, even the neighbor's children, it brings you, you know, whatever brings joy for the slave of Allah, it brings joy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. When the slave of Allah, when you make a slave of Allah happy, Allah is happy. When you feed the slave of Allah, Allah is saying that it is equal to, Allah doesn't need food. Allah doesn't need it. But in day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask that. I was hungry, why didn't you feed me? Allah doesn't need it. What does it mean? That it is equal to responding to Allah's call. Responding to Allah's call. And these are the moments that we need to maximize of building our relationship and making dua for each other. And that's very important. Another important point, many times people neglect that. We actually dress up our children beautifully. It's good, we need to do that Eid day. But make sure you read all the du'as because al-aynu haqqun. When they dress up nice, they look beautiful, people come and see without realizing, evil eyes knocks on them. And it has a lot of effect on them. Al-ayn haqqun. So make sure that you read all kul surahs and blow on them. And you read Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru. A'udhu billahi samil ali minash shaitanir rajim. Ayatul Kursi. And wa iyyakadu alladhina kafaru la yuzliqunaka bi absarihim. There's a Quranic verse with regard to the evil eyes. Lamma sami'u dhikra wa yaquluna innahu la majnun wa ma huwa illa dhikrun lil alamin. Read that, blow on them. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this for Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. So make sure when sun is setting, Maghrib time, used to bring them inside, close the doors, because it's shaitan, people's evil eyes. Evil eyes is truth. That is very bad effect on a person. Very bad. It has, but it has more effect on young children. So we make sure that, you know, we read, because we all dress them up, they look nice. And then we have to say, whenever we see someone is doing, looking nice, beautiful, to say, MashaAllah and Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. You need to make dua for them, Allahumma. Then only that, what you call, and you have to intend, you have to mean that. That means, Allah, bless that person. Allah, good blessing. What you see in that, Allah bring blessing. Make dua for them. Allahumma barik. When you do that, Allah make khair, bring barakah for you, and Allah protect that person from your evil eye. From your bad, you know, I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect that. So Allahumma barik is very, very important. So, you know, this is the day that we express our love, and make sure you do that, and make to invite people, try to feed people as much as you can, you know, try to get together with the family, celebrate that. So that's very, very important. Finally, that keep intention that we continue with the six fasting, inshallah. It will be better immediately if you can do all six continuously. فَأَتْبَعَهُ سِتُّم مِنَ الشَّوَّالِ. Ulamas have different opinion, you know, but what is preferred is that after Eid day, next day after, immediately you start and you do it continuously 6 days. But some scholars say, before the month of Shawwal ends, if you even break and fast 6 fasting, you get that same reward. As long as in the month of Shawwal you fast 6 additional fasting. And people who have qada due to the travel, due to not well, and then there is whether the qada and Shawwal fast can be combined. Majority opinion, no. But there's a minority opinion, yes, you can fast Shawwal in the niyat of qada, so you get the reward of Shawwal plus the qada. That's a minority opinion. But the majority opinion, qada has to be done separately, and it has to be given more preference. It has to be given more preference if you due to travel, due to what you call sickness, due to other reason, our sisters sometime, and the qadas have to be done before the next Ramadan kicks in. All our qadas. And those who cannot fast continuously because due to the permanent illness, and those who have, you know, old age permanently, or doctors have declared it's they cannot fast, so these people have to pay fidya. That amount of fidya you need to calculate, ask the ulamas here, right? That fidya has to be paid per day, at least minimum of 600 grams. You ask the ulamas how much is coming. Half a sa'a, 600 grams roughly, according to Shafi Madhab. Every day you have to calculate and pay it, and you make sure that you pay it before Eid. That's the best thing. Right? But still you can pay it, but it is preferred to be paid in that. So if the parents, if they cannot do that, is make sure that the children have to pay on behalf of them. If they have wealth, should be paid from them. If they cannot, children have to bear that. Children have to pay that. Calculated it, you make sure the fidya is being paid, but the Quran speaks about it. Those who cannot fast, and then فَإِدْيَةٌ تَعَامُ مِسْقِينَ. They have to give fidya and they need to pay for that. So, alhamdulillah, our deen is so easy. Allah has made it so beautiful for us and made it easy for us. Easy on us. Allah intend in the Ramadan, in that month of Ramadan, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah intend ease on us. Allah does not intend difficulty on us. In this ease means, by month of Ramadan we are fasting, the entire life become ease. Allah intend by this one month ease upon us. All amal become easy upon us. Everything becomes easy upon us. So how beautiful it is. It's Allah. This ayah, ulama says that Allah intend ease means here, not only in giving concession in the ibadah, on, you know, you don't need to fast when you're traveling, when you're sick, you know. Through entire Ramadan, through fasting of Ramadan, Allah intend ease on us. Allahu Akbar. And you feel that. You will feel that all other ibadah, amal becomes, you say, oh, if I can do this, other things become easy. If I can stand 23 rakat and then tahajjud another 8 to 11 rakat, I pray every night and I read so much of Quran, so I'm reading, you know, it's nothing for me, it's easy. If I can give charity in Ramadan so much, other days I can continue doing it. So everything Allah make easy through this amal and practice. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us khair and blessing. May Allah accept. I want to leave you guys for the dua. Especially remember the entire ummah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine. You know, their condition is not the condition to celebrate Eid, but definitely they're going to celebrate it. How? By performing Salatul Eid, inshallah. May Allah grant them safety and protection, at least to, you know, perform Salatul Eid without any difficulty and harm, inshallah. And they have something to eat, some meal to eat. And mashallah, we have done, you know, as a congregation, as a community here, alhamdulillah, 250,000, all of us together, we have done it. So we have done, we ask Allah to accept that. And may Allah make sure that all that has been reached. So alhamdulillah, the committee members, others are trying and they are making sure that those foods have been reached there. So we'll make dua for everyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. And please, humble request all of you, remember us in your dua, my family in your dua. We all need for dua for each other. And I think, you know, we need to continue whatever good we have done in a most moderate and consistent manner. May Allah grant us moderation in whatever we do, consistent in whatever we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us many more Ramadan, inshallah. May Allah keep our heart pure. May Allah keep our heart firm. May Allah keep our heart guided until, inshallah, we reach next Ramadan. And inshallah, until we meet our Lord Almighty, الله سبحانه وتعالى وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.